The top of Daf Chaf Tesamid Aleph, and we got down to Tanra Bonan about 15 lines, a little less than 15 lines down from the top. The Gemara now quotes a Braisa, which is also Taurus Konim, with a drasha that proves that Pigol is Chal Al Yidei Machshava. You don't need Achilas Abosar Liachar Zman, which is the Pashas Sakra. Tanur Rabbanan v'im in Vayikra Zayin v'im he ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach shlomov Om Rabbi Eliezer chof, which means to tip the scale, or tip in this case oznecha, when you want to lean over lishma to hear something, listen to the pirish of this pasuk, the true interpretation of this pasuk. B'machashev lechol mizivcho b'yom ha'shlishi ha'kosu medaber. The Torah is addressing the case of a kohen during his avoda. He had in mind to eat the zevach bayom hashlishi, in the case of shlomim, liachar zmano. Oh, maybe you'll argue and you'll interpret it she'eino ela biochel mizivcho liyom hashlishi. In other words, he's eating the karbon on the third day, and the Torah is telling us that passes the karban. No, that's not the way to interpret the pasuk. Amrit, we're going to say the logical way is achar shehu kosher yachzor v'yipasel. Is it possible that all the avodas were done and the dam was nizrak, everything was done kibitzvaso, and now retroactively it's going to become possible through the achilas abosar? That's impossible. That's not a logical position. We'd rather assume that we're talking about something that went on during the avoda itself, namely a machshavas chutzus mano. So Rabbi Akiva now asks Akasha on the svara of Rabbi Eliezer. Omalo Rabbi Akiva, hein matzinu bezav v'zov v'shomer siyom k'neged yom shehein b'ches k'stara. In other words, in the case of Zav and Zova, that are counting Zayin Nikiyim, and on the seventh day, they're allowed to be Tovel, they go into the mikvah, and they have to wait till Harif Shemesh to be Tahorim. Also, Shemer Siyom Kineged Yom, a woman during her Yeral, if you may, Ziva, she saw a drop of blood, she had a Riyas Ziva, so she has to count a day of Tahor Yom Kineged Yom. The Kevan Sharos Sasru. If, on the other hand, on the day which is meant to be the Yom of Tefillah, they saw Dam, that's Soser, the Sphira, as if there was no Sphira to begin with, and Lamafreya the Atmeim, which would mean that all the people of the Kalim that came in contact with them are Atmeim, even though, again, they came in contact with this Zav Zova or Shomer Siyom after the Tefillah. But it doesn't matter. Once there's a stira, then Mizbara double mafreya, that the tefillah is meaningless. Is af atal tismal ze she'afal pisha hukshar she'yachzor v'yipasa. It's quite possible that the Torah should be interpreted in this way, that if they eat from the karban on the third day, then even though the karban was kosher at the time of Zrikas Adam, but now it goes back to v'yipasa. And Lamafreya, through the Achilas Abbasol, Liachazman, it becomes Possel. Of course, again, you could differentiate between the two. In the case of a Karbon, once the Zrikas Dam is Mashim the Karbon, and Mashim the Karbon, how could the Achilas Basar, which is a whole new chapter, a mitzvah of Neatzma, how could that Possel the Karbon Lamafreya? But in the case of Zovah, the whole Torah depends upon not just the Tefillah, but also the Shivas Yomim Nikiyim, and again there was a heter to be Tovel on the Boker on the day of the seventh, but she still needs Zayin Nikiyim, and those Zayin Nikiyim have to be Ritzufin. So as far as Tefillah is concerned, we have a halacha called Mitzta Yom Kikulo to allow her to do Tefillah on the seventh day, but she still needs Zayin Nikiyim Shleimim, and therefore it's Pasha that if she has a Stira and she sees Dam on the seventh day, she didn't have Zayin Yomim Shleimim, that has nothing to do with taking a carbon that's kosher and passing it L'mafreya after the Zrikas Adam already achieved the Kapara. very difficult equation here to understand Rabbi Akiva's analogy. But in any event, Rabbi Eliezer responds, Omalei, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Akiva, Hareyu Omer, in this context, the Torah in Vayikra Zayin says, Lo Yerotze HaMakriv, and we should darshan it as if the Hakrova would not be Maratze, B'shas Hakrova Nifsal V'en Nifsal B'shlishi, so HaMakriv means B'shas Hakrova, and not that on the third day, because of the Achil, it's going to be possible, but B'shas Hakrova, it's going to be Nifsal. And when the Torah says it doesn't mean, as you interpret it straight away, that he ate the shlomim on Yom HaShlishi, but at the time of the Avod he had a machshava for the achil of Yom HaShlishi. And this would seem to indicate that Rabbi Eliezer backtracked from what he said earlier. In other words, he's moded to Rabbi Akiva that there's no absolute proof from the Svara of how could it be a psul of Mafreya, but on the other hand, he's deriving it from a pasuk of Hamakriv v'shas hakrovu nifsal. The Brisa now continues and asks the question: O eno inyan, O eno omer hamakriv. We don't have to interpret a makriv the way you dash in the makriv to teach you v'shas hakrova. Ella, perhaps when it says hamakriv osolei choshev. Zekoin Makriv. We're talking about the Kohen who's Makriv and he has a Machshav of Chutz Lizmano at the time of his Avodah Lo Yechashev, which means Lo Yechashev Od Bekunah. So maybe now, since he apparently deliberately had this Machshava of Chutz Lizmano, we should now passel him from Kohen, and henceforth he cannot serve as a Kohen, and that's what it means HaMakriv Lo Yechashev. Shu Omer Oso, since it says Hamakriv Oso, Oso is referring to the Zevach itself, is the Torah's teaching us B'Zevach U'Medaber V'Eino Medaber Kohen. So as far as the Zevach, it's Lo Yechashev, it's possible, but not as far as the Kohen is concerned. Otherwise the word Oso is completely superfluous. The Brisa now continues and presents another alternative drush of the word Oso, Ben Azay Omer Oso ma talmid lomar. What does the term Oso teach me? Lefi shenemar, it says in the parash of Nedarim, ki sidor neder l'Hashem Elokecha lo sa'achir l'shalmo, that if a person takes a neder to bring a carbon and three regalim pass and he hasn't brought a carbon, he violates a losa sevlo ti'achir. Yachal, I might think, af mi acher nidro bilo yeirotze, I might think that if he brings his carbon after Shalosh Regalim and he violated the Isur Lo Siacher, is now it's included under Lo Yerotz, and as the carbon becomes posel, Talmud Lomar Oso. In the parasha of Machsheves Pigel, it says Lo Yerotz HaMakriv Oso. Oso means the carbon that was subjected to a Machsheves Pigel, it becomes posel, and it's included Bechlal Lo Yerotz. But Eina Ma'achir Nidro Bichlal lo yirotze. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, at the beginning of the Braisa, darshan from this pasuk that we're talking about a psul machshava under the word hamakriv, and now the Braisa continues and brings an opinion of an anonymous group of tanoim that disagree with Rabbi Eliezer on that point about hamakriv. Acherim omrim, others say when it says hamakriv lo yichoshev, b'machshavu nifsal, v'eino nifsal b'shlishi, that it's machshava that passes the karbon, but the achil of yom hashlishi doesn't passel the karbon. And that's the significance of the words hamakriv lo yechoshev, which is a little bit similar to what Rabbi Eliezer darshan, because he darshaned, if you remember, that's referring to the Shas HaKrova, that's the psul, but not on Yom HaShlishi. So offhand, I don't see any, shall I say, Machlokas Ladina here between the Achirim and Rabbi Eliezer. The question is, Mashmos of the Drosha, how to interpret the word HaMakriv. So the Achirim want to attach HaMakriv to Lo Yerotze, and talk about the machshava that passes the korban. So the Torah says, "Lo yirat ha-makriv oso le'yichashiv lo." And now the Gemara wants to clarify what the Braisa meant, that according to Rabbi Lezer, the word ha-makriv tells you that the korban is nifsal dafka b'shas ha-krova al yidei machshava, and the word oso comes to teach you about the psul of the zevach, and this excludes the possibility that the word hamakriv would teach me about the kohen that he becomes posul. Ben Azim Darshins, on the other hand, the mila, the word oso, to teach you that if a person's ma'akriv is neder, his carbon is not posul. So the Gemara asks you, Ben Azai, since Rabbi Eliezer knew from the pasuk Oso that there's no havamina to pasul the Kohen himself, Benazi, on the other hand, used Oso to teach you that there's no psul in the case of someone who brings his carbon after Shol Shrigo violated lo Tiachar L'Shalmo. How does Rabbi Benazi know, therefore, to derive the conclusion that in the case of a Machsheves Pigul, the Kohen himself doesn't become posel, since he needs Oso for a different drasha? So the Gemara offers two answers. Ibois Ema Nifkale Midachirim. One possibility is to say that he derives the concept of Psul Machshava as opposed to the Karbon the same way that the Achirim derive from Lo Yechashev that b'machshavu nifsal, but not b'yomashlishu nifsal. So if Ben Aza uses the drasha of the Achirim, which is quoted at the end of the Brice, so they learned from Lo Yechashev, not from the word Hamakriv, as Rabbi Lezer did, that is a psul in machshava, not a psul in achilas habasa b'yomashlishi, then by definition, we're not talking about a psul in the Kohen. Because it's clear, it's absolutely crystal clear. You don't have to quote a pasuk that for eating the karbon, the basar on Yom HaShlishi, there would be a possible psul of the karbon that the kohen would become pasul because of the achilas basar on Yom HaShlishi. And in fact, the achilas basar is executed by the Bailim and not by the Kohen, so why would the Kohen become Pasul? But rather, we're talking about a Psul, Vishas Avoda. Ibai Seima, I can give you another answer to defend Ben Azai, that the Pasuk is certainly talking about a Psul in the Zevach and not a Psul in the Kohen, Midichsiv, Lo Yeratze, Lo Yeratze Zivchahu. Lo Yeratze means that the Zevach is Pasul. And it's not Ola L'Rotz. Lo Yerotz is a description of the Zevach. You wouldn't talk about Ritzui with regard to the status of the Kohen as being either a Kosher or a Pasul. Now let's go back to the Braisa. Ben Azai darshins for the word Oso to tell you that after three Regolim, the carbon is not Pasul, even though he violated Baal Tiachir. The Gemara asks, Uben Azai, is it really true that Oso, That the din is that Oso is considered as if he ate it chutzus mano below Yerotze, the ein mi acher nidro below Yerotze, mehocha nafka, that the drasha of Oso has come to tell you that the lo Yerotze is teaching you that if there's a machshava of chutzus mano, of eating a chutzus mano, that avoda with that machshava poseles undermines the validity of the karbon, and that's considered lo yirotze. And then he's going to tell you that lo yirotze means that only in this case of a machshava poseles is there a psul in the karbon, but not in the case of machar nidro. That's not included under lo yirotze. Is it true that he derives it from the word oso? Midachirim nafka. I'm going to prove to you from a braisa that indeed Ben Azai derives this exclusion of Baal Tiachir, the psul in Baal Tiachir, not from the pasuk of Lo Yiratzeh, also lo yiratza, but rather from a different pasuk, which is a drasha of Acherim, the sanya we learned in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, that Acherim, usually Acherim refers to Rabbi Meir. In any event, the sanya Acherim omrim yachol yehe bechor she'ibra, we're talking about a bechor she'avra shnaso. In other words, a bechor behemah tahora, which is kadosh mirechem, and it's brought in the Mikdash as Kachim Kalav, its din is to be eaten within a year, as the Pasuk said, Ki Bechar Asher Yulad Bibkarach B'tzonecha HaZachar Taktish LaShem L'fnei Hashem Al-Kech Tochlen Shana B'Shana. And now we're talking about a Bechar that passed its year, and now we turn to Chav Tesam in Beis Kipsu Amukdashim V'Yipasel, should we consider the Bechar after the year to be like a bechor or any carbon that had a mul and had a mum its pasul? Talmud Lomar, and the pasul teaches us in Parshas Re'eh, it says, "V'achaltu l'fnei Hashem elokecha maaser degoncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha bekoros bechorcha v'tzonacha." And in this pasul, we have a hekesh between bechor and maaser. It says maaser degoncha, and it says bechoros bekorecha. Makish b'chor lo maaser, we're talking about maaser sheni now. Ma maaser, in the case of maaser sheni, nifsal bishana l'chaverta, there's no psul of avra shnaso, ach b'chor, eino nifsal mishana l'chaverta. So b'chor doesn't become posul le'achar shana, even though, certainly, without a doubt, in the case of a full shana, you violated lotzi acher. It means that no kodshim would become posel after a year, even though there's a violation of loti acher. So why did Ben Azai need the posuk of oso lo yiratze to derive the conclusion that a carbon after three regolim, after balti acher, is not posel? He could derive it here from the halacha of bechor she'ibra, which means a bechor after its year, which the Torah, by equating bechor with maaser sheni, teaches that a bechor is not posel after a year. So Gemara answers that even though we derive bechor she'ibra shnaso, eino nifsal, but nevertheless itzrak, we still need a special limud to teach us that in other karbonos, if he was ma'acher and he violated balti acher, it's not included on the lo yiratza, there's no psul karbon, because salke daitcha, I mean, I would have said that even though in the case of bechor she'ibra shnaso, it's not posel hanimili, that's only bechor de lav bar hartzahu, meaning that the purpose of the bechor is not to achieve a ritzui kapara, aval kodshim, but other kodshim, today hartzah ninu, like for example an ola, which is mechapra on a bitul mitzvahs essay, or shlomim, which is a kind of a doron that generates shalom ben yisrael avim shebashamayim, aim on those cases, I might think lo yiratzu, you know, he waited a full year, he violated balti acher. What kind of ritzui does he deserve for such a carbon? Would a carbon after a year and a violation of balti acher generate ritzui? Okay, in the case of bechor, it's not a bar hartzah, it's not for the purpose of kapara. I can understand that Torah allows you, even after balti acher, to be makir with the bechor, it's not possible. Now we need a second pasuk of lo yiratze to teach me that only in the case of machsheves psul is there a afkas ritzu in the carbon is possible, but not in the case of avrashnaso and a violation of bal tiacher. So the Gemara says the following: I still don't understand why Ben Azai needs this drasha with regard to a carbon that passed three regolim akati. Why does he need this drasha to be machshir a carbon of machar nidro, and meaning to say it's excluded from lo yiratze based on the word oso? Mehasam nafka is another possible way of determining that the carbon is kosher, even though he violated balti acher, because in the parasha it says v'hoyah b'chach chet, when you violate balti acher, it's b'chach chet, Becha, meaning you have a chait, velo bekarbonecha chait, and therefore the carbon itself is not nifsal. So the Gemara answers, Ben Azai, Hahumi boile, he needs this drasha v'hoibacha chait for something else. V'hoibacha chait velo beishtecha chait. Salke, Dait Chamin, I would have thought, hold the Omer Abloza, Vin Tema, Rabbi Yochanan, Ein, Ishtel Shalom, the Mesa, El, and Cain, Mevakshim, Imen, and Mama. The Ein Lo, I would have thought that a punishment for a person when he loses his wife is because he is holding on to someone else's mammon. Tosfos here, Dibur Maaseh Ela, explained that we're talking about mammon shenischayev al yedei nidro. In other words, he took a vow, a pledge to bring money to tzedakah or to bring money to the Beis Hamikdash for karbonos. And he was ma'acher the kiyum of this neder, and in such a case he violates baltiacher, and therefore, in a case where he took this neder for tzedakah, then he will suffer through non-compliance with the neder this terrible punishment. Shenemar ein lecha l'shalem lama yikach mishkavcha. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei that if you don't pay, then Mishkavecha, which means Ishtecha, is Yikach. Tilakach Mimenu. Why? Because he stole money. He's holding on to money that he promised to give, and he didn't give it, he delivered it. And now we might go a step further and say, "Bahayovon debaltiach nami meisa." Maybe another punishment, another sin that generates the same punishment, this terrible punishment, is because he violated baltiacher, which also means he took a neder he didn't fulfill it. Kam mashmalan, the pasuk says, "Vahay bechachet," meaning bechav lo bishtecha, that his wife will not die for his violating baltiacher. So we don't use the word bechachet as bechav lo bekarbonecha to teach that the carbon remains possible after bal tiacher, and therefore we need another drush. That's where Ben Azai derives it from, the pasuk also, to tell you that the carbon still remains kosher even after he violates bal tiacher. Now the braisa that we just quoted, acherim omrim lo yechashev, and we're going to derive from lo yechashev that b'machshavu nifsal v'eino nifsal Bishlish, meaning the fact that he eats from the karba and chutzle zmano after on the third day, that doesn't pass the karba l'mafreya, because the Torah says lo yechashev, and we're emphasizing the machsheva haposel as passes the karba, but not the achilas habasar chutzle zmano. Now Rabbi Eliezer, at the very beginning of the braisa, derive this same conclusion from a different pasuk, because it says Hamakriv, and Rabbi Eliezer interprets it to Shas Hakrovu Nifsal, but not Biyom HaShlishi. So the Gemara now clarifies, Rabbi Eliezer Lo Yechashev Mai Ovid Bey. In other words, why we need, according to the Shita of Eliezer, Lo Yechashev. According to the Acherim, we need Lo Yechashev to tell you that Yom HaShlish is not a post-sale. But Rabbi Lezer derives that conclusion for the word Amakriv. So what does he do with the superfluous words Lo Yechashev? Mi boile lechid Rabbi Yanai. Diom Rabbi Yanai minayim l'machshavos shemotzio zu mizu. In other words, let's say he had a machshava of Pigal of Chutz L'Zmano, and then afterwards he had a machshava of Chutz L'Mkomo. How do we know that the carbon does not become pigul because the admixture of another machshava? Shenema lo yechashev. These are extra words. And we dash them from these extra words that in order for the carbon to be pigul, it's got to be shlo ye'ariv bo machshavos acheros. So lo yechashev means he doesn't think any other machshavos, but if he has an additional machshava posel, so in this case, chutz l'mkomo, then there's no pigul. The Gemara had already quoted this in the name of Rava, if you recall, back on Daf Chavches Amid Beis. But the makar for this halacha is clarified right here. Now the Gemara brings another interpretation of Lo Yechashev. What do you derive from Lo Yechashev? And after we have this din of Lo Yechashev, means only one machshav, but not two machshavos. The second machshav is Motzim de Pigol. Rabbi Mari Masni, he has a different derivation from Lo Yechashev. Amar Rav Yanai, Minayim L'machashev B'kodshim Shu Lokev. How do we know that if the Kohen had a machshava posels, he gets Malkus for that? Talmud Lomar, Lo Yechashev, he shall not have that machshava poselis, which is an azara for Kohanim, enjoining them from having a machshava haposelis b'shas avoda. And if they have such machshava, they get malchus. And there really are three different machshavas that are included here. Number one, chutzim zman, number two, chutzim komo, and number three, shalol lishma, in the case of Pesach and Chatos. And once we find that the Torah gave an azara, then if you violate this, you get malchus. Every lotas in the Torah, if the Torah doesn't specify its onesh, is by definition, it falls into the general onesh of malchus. So Rav Ashi immediately asks, Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Mori, how can you say that machashi b'kodshim loke, it's a lav shem bo maisen, kol lav shem bo maisen loken olav? Here he's only guilty of dibur, but certainly, he doesn't get malchus for dibur. Dibur really has the same status as machshava, as far as malchus is concerned. Amalei Rav Mori responded to Rav Ashi that this halacha that I mentioned, the name of Rav Yanei, really reflects the shita of Yehuda, the Omar lav she'ein bo maisa lokin ola. So now, Rabosei, we're up to the Mishnah. In the middle of Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, the previous Mishnah had clarified that if a person shefts with the mindset of eating the basa chutz lizmano or being maktir the evarim chutz lizmano, or for that matter chutz limkom, or that passes the zevach, and in such a case of chutz lizmano, the machshava generates pigul and a chiyuv karis for the achila. The Mishnah comes to expand on this principle by saying, Zeh klal, kol ha-shochet, v'makabel, v'mahalich, v'azorek, in any of the four avodos, al-menas lechol, dover shedarko lechol. It means that he had in mind to eat the basar, which is called dover shedarko lechol. We had a whole sugya above, if you recall, about aliyah. But certainly the exclusion here is fatzamos v'gidin, which are not ru'im l'achila. And it would seem that we're excluding a murim, which has a mitzvah haktara, not a mitzvah achila. In the case of ola, everything is a murim. So number one, we're talking about lechol, dover shedarko lechol. Now we have l'haktir, dover shedarko l'haktir. Now we're up to a murim. And the two machshavas here are chutz limkoma, which is pasul. But the Mishnah qualifies that ain bo kares. If you eat it, there's no kares. But now we have a case of chishev lechol achter chutz zmano. The karma becomes pigal and chayvalev kares for the achil of this karma. Ubilvad sheyakrev hamatir kimitzvaso. The dam had the zrika. The dam is called the matir, because it's matir the emurim b'akhtar and the basal achila, brings kapar l'bailim, and it was done kimitzvaso. There was no other psul other than the machshava poselas of chutz zmano. That's what generates achiyuv karis and pigul. But if, on the other hand, the dam was not nizra kimitzvaso, for example, there was some other psul, maybe a psul machshava, or other psulim, then the carbon does not become pigul and there's no chiyuv karis. And the Gemara derived this earlier from the principle of machshavos motzio zumizu. So it's only because he had that single machshava of chutz lizmano, that's what generates pigul. If he had another machshava, let's say chutz lemkomo or shalol lishma, then it would be mafkia pigul and it would be no chiyuv karis for the achila. Ketzad. What does it mean, asks the Mishnah, of Kari Vamati Kimitzvaso? And the example is Sheshasak Shechashachat Beshtika. He had no Machsheves Psul at the time of Shechita, but Vikibel Behilach Vizorak with a Machshav of Chutz Zmano. Alternatively, he had a Shechita of Chutz with a Machshav of Chutz Zmano. And the Kabbalah, the Halacha, Halacha, and the Zrika was Beshtika. Third possibility is Shechat Vikibel Behilach Vizorak Chutz Zmano. In all these cases, that's called Makriv Matir Kimitzvaso, and then there's going to be Pigal. Ketzad Lokarav Hamatir Kimitzvaso. For example, he shechted Chutzlim Komo, and then the other Avodos he had Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika with a Machshav of Chutz Zmano, or Shachat with a Machshav of Chutz Zmano, and then he was Makabel, Molech, and Zarak with Chutzlim Komo. So as opposed to the first case where the Machsheves Chutzim Komo was in the Shechita, now we have a bigger Chiddush. Even if the Machsheves Chutzim Komo is at the end of the process during the Zrika, that too is an admixture of another Machshava, and it's Motzi Zu Mizu. Oh, Sheshachat V'kibul V'hilach V'zorak. He does all the Avodos of Chutzim Komo with the Machshava of Chutzim Komo. What it means is that any of the Avodos with the Machshava Chutzim Komo, even if the balance of the Avodos were done with the Machshava Chutzim Zmano, so 3 out of 4 were done with the Machshava Chutzim Zmano, but nevertheless one of the Avodos was done with a Machshava Cheres, a Machshava, let's say Chutzim Komo, that's called Lokarev HaMatir Kimitzvaso, and there's no Pigel. And now the Mishnah gives another example, which is similar. Pesach v'chata sheshchotan shalol lishma. So the shechita was shalol lishma. And we said that if in the case of Pesach v'chata sheshchita was with the machshav of shalol lishma, it passes the karbon. The kibel v'hilach v'zorak, and the continuous avodos, the last three avodos, was v'machshav v'chutz zmano. Once again, this is not going to generate pigel because lo karva matik mitzvaso. Another case is osha shachar he shechts a pesach rachatus with machshav v'chutz zmano, but then kibel vehilech v'zorak shalol lishma. So in the first case, the first avodah, the shechita was shalol lishma. Now the first avodah, the shechita was done with the machshav v'chutz zmano. And you might think in that case he already generated a shame pigul. No. Since the Kabbalah and Aloch and the Zrika was not kimitzvah, so it was shalolishma, therefore it's not called karvamata kimitzvah. So everything has to be perfect in its place except for a machshava of shalobizman. Osha shogad v'kibo v'hilach v'zarek domen shalolishman. It means that any of the avodas were done shalol lishma, one of the four, and the other three avodas were done chutz machshavas chutz zmano. That's all shkarav zeu shalol karav hamatik mitzvaso. If even one of the avodas was done with a psul of a different machshava, what it would be chutz l'makomo or shalol lishma in the case of chatos and pesach. In such a case, since there's another machshav in one of the avodos, other than chutz zmano, then there's no pigul. You need that the only negative or machshava poseles, machshavas psul would be machshavas pigul. Now, the Mishnah continues with other examples of lo karef hamatir kimitzvaso. He does one of the avodas lechol kizayis bachutz, and he has in mind that the basar should be eaten bachutz. That's already chutz limkomo. And then he continues that avoda with the machshava of lechol kizayis lemachar, which is not chutzim komo, chutzim mano. So he had both chutzim mano and chutzim komo as far as the achilas habosar in one single avoda. Well, let's flip it around. The first avoda was kizayis lamach, was chutz lizmano. And then the second machshava that he had on the same avoda was kizayis pachutz chutzim komo. In all these cases, there won't be any kares because we're talking about lo karev hamatik mitzvah. So we have another example. Chatzi, he had in mind to eat chatzi zayis pachutz and chatzi zayis lemachar. So he had a chutzim komo on a half a zayis and a chutz Zmano on the other half of a kezayis, or flip it around the other way. He started with chatzi zayis lemachar, which is chutz lizmano. That should generate pigul, but he needs a machshav and the achila for a whole zayis. So chatzi zayis b'chutz, regarding the other half of zayis, he has in mind chutzim komo. In all these cases, the carbon is possibly in bokaris. There's no pigul for kares because lo karev hamatik mitzvaso. Now, in the Mishnah that we had earlier, it wasn't clear that machshavos motzio zu mizu, that's what this Mishnah is coming to add. It means that if one of the avodas was done with a machshavos pigul, and in addition, he had another machshava of another psul, the Mishnah here is being mechadish that that is motzio sakar mitaris pigul. It's completely excluded from Pigel because he had this other machshava haposels in addition to chutz lizmano, and it matters not whether the machshava acheres came before the machshavas Pigel or even if the machshavas Pigel came first. Now we have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who argues, Om Rabbi Yehuda Zakal, Kol Shem Machshavas Hazman Kadma, Le Machshavas Hamok, Arayza Pigel V'chayv Lokaris, if the first machshava, whether it be in the first half of Zayis, whether it be in the first Avoda, whatever that Avoda is, and he had a Machsheves Chutz Zmano, that generates Pigul, and that's finito, that's set, and therefore generates a Chiyuv Kares, because he was Kovei already the carbon as Pigul with his first Machsheva, Machsheves Chutz Zmano, and it's not Paka, subsequently with the Machsheva Cheres. But in the flip case, in Machsheves HaMokom, if he had a machshava psul acheres, which means chutz l'mekomo, before he had the machshava chutz l'zmano, is then posul v'ein bo kares. Then there's no chiyuv kares because it's not the geder of hartzoas kosher. In other words, in this case, he already posuled the karbon completely before the machshava chutz lizmano. So the machshavas pigul comes on a karbon that's already posul. The Torah says in the parash of lo yirotz, in the parash of pigul in vayikra zayin, lo yirotz, which means karitzos hakosher kenatzoras posul, that pigul could not be generated unless he did all the other vodos hamatiros and he was zorik the dam. So in other words, the Lo Yechashiv is going to teach me that Machshavos Motzio Zu Mizu, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't have this drush of Lo Yechashiv. According to him, it's not a din of Machshavos Motzio Zu Ezu, but rather Kartzos Kosher, Ken Artzos Posel. And for example, let's say it was Nishbach Adam Velo Nizrak, it wouldn't become Posel, it wouldn't become Pigel. And so too, if it was shechted with a machshava poselis of, let's say, chutzim komo, then there's no possibility of generating and being kofea a carbon pigul. But if he starts with a machshava chutzim zmano, then it was kofea the behemoth, the carbon as pigul. But chachamim omrim zeh vazeh, that it doesn't matter which came first, even if the machshava of chutz lizmano came first, nevertheless possibly in bokares, once he has another machshava of chutzim komo, then it's considered machshavos motzio zu mizu. And the Mishnah concludes by saying that lechol chatzi zayis, if he had a machshava to eat chatzi zayis, ulahatir kechatzi zayis, and then the evarim he wanted to be maktir the other half of zayis, whether it's chutzim zmano or chutzim komo, the karbon is kosher, she'ein achilu v'aktar mitztarfen. In other words, the achilas adam of eating the guf habasar and the achilas mizbeach of v'aktar sa'imurim Those are two separate, categorically, fundamentally different achilos, and therefore they're not mitztarfos. And if they're not mitztarfos to make a shir kezayis, then there was only a machshava and a half of zayis. That's not enough to passel the korban. Let's see if we can make at least a haschola on the sugyas hagemara here on the bottom of daf chof tesam and beis. In order to understand the statement here of Ilfa regarding the machlokas from Yudin Chachomim, let's just review. The Mishnah says that if he has two machshavos, for example, in one avod, let's say the shchit, he has machsheva schutzim zmano, in the kabbalah sadam, he has machsheva schutzim komo, that's not pigul. And then the Mishnah told us that if he has a machsheva to eat a kezayis schutzim zmano and a kezayis schutzim komo, that's not pigul. So that we'll call the chelek harishon, the first part of the Mishnah. And the problem is that in this context, we're not sure, are we talking about avoda achas or shte avodos? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda makes a statement. He's of the opinion that if the machsheves chutzus maro starts first, comes first, then it's pigul. The Gemara now wants to understand, in the last part of the Mishnah, are we talking about avoda achas? And here too, Rabbi Yehuda's cholik. Or Rabbi Yehuda's only cholik in the case of shtei avodos. Omer Ilfa, machlokes, the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda chachomim b'shtei avodos. If he had a machshavas chutz zmano b'shashchito, and then b'shas kabbalah, another avoda, he had a machshava chutz mkom, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it becomes pigul because he began and was koveh the korban with a machshavas chutz zmano as pigul. And he's not mafkir the shame pigul by having another machshava at the time of Kabbalah Saddam for chutz l'mkoma. Chacham hold it's not pigul. Avol bavoda achas, let's say he begins the shchita with the machshavas chutz zmano and he completes the shchita with the machshavas chutz l'mkoma. Again, I don't know exactly how that happens because shchita is instantaneous. But in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would not insist that the korban is pigul, because you can't tell me that, well, he started with a machsheves pigul and a chutzus manu, that's koveh the korban, because he hasn't yet completed the avoda, was still within the framework of one avoda. So when the Mishnah says the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees because it was already a kviyus pigul when the first machshava was machsheves chutzus manu, that's only from one avoda to the other. When he completes the avoda with the machsheves chutz l'zmano, that's koveh the korban as pigul, and that's called b'shtei avodos. But in avoda achas, where he began the shechita with the machsheves chutz l'zmano, but he completed it with the machsheves chutz l'komo, there Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's not called nikba l'pigul. You have to be koveh pigul, and in fact, you know what? It could be that the kviyus for pigul would actually be suspended until after the Zrika Saddam. So that's what it says here, that Avol b'avoda achas, divrei kol eruv machshavos havi. And what we said before was machshavos motzios zu mizu. If we have two machshavos, one of which is chutzim komo, that's mafkia pigul. And even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. That's the opinion of Ilfa. That's how he understands Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, Af bavoda achas machlokas, even in the case where he started with a machsheves chutz l'zmano in that avoda, and he completed that avoda with a machsheves chutz l'mkoma, Rabbi Yehuda still insists that this would be pigul. The logic of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who's expanding Rabbi Yehuda to even include avoda achas, is not that the machsheves chutz l'zmano that came first on this avoda was koveh for pigul. That's impossible. But rather, The logic of Rabbi Yehuda is based on a different principle, and that's called Tfos Lashon Rishon, which means that when a person makes a statement and then he makes another statement, we give prominence to the first statement. So for example, in Avoda Achas, he made a statement that he's going to eat a Kezayis Chutz L'Zmano, then he made a statement he's going to eat the Kezayis Chutz L'Mkomo, with Tofes that the Ikar is Lashono Arishon. And since he began with Chutz L'Zmano, it becomes Pigul. So again, not because of Hukbal L'Pigul, because he can't say Hukbal L'Pigul if he's within one Machshava, but rather it's Tfos Lashon Rishon. The Gemara says, Bishlema le'ilfa. I could understand the sheet of Ilfa. Midereisha b'shtei avodos, seifa nami b'shtei avodos. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, in the case of Shachat Chutz Zmano v'kibov holach v'zor Chutz Mkoma, we're talking about two different avodos, clearly. In the Sefer, therefore, it's logical to assume that when we had the case in the Sefer of Lechol Kezayis Lamocher and Kezayis Bachutz Nami B'Shtei Avodos, we're also talking about two avodos. And if you ask, what's the Chiddush of the Sefer if we're talking about Shtei Avodos, it means that the Mishnah is telling us that there's a tziruf of chatzi zayis pachutz and chatzi zayis lemochar, because they're both ochlin, it's not haktorah, it's not achilas mizbeach. El, Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara, it's difficult. Reisha b'shtei avodos v'sefer b'avodah achas. That's a little bit choppy. And the Gemara says you don't die from that. We're on the top of Laman Oman Alf. In, that is true. Reisha b'shtei avodos, that's explicit in the language of the Mishnah. V'sefer is bein b'avodah achas, bein b'shtei avodos. And the Gemara now wants to bring a support text for Rabbi Yochanan Tnan. It says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Zeklal, Im Machsheves Hazman Kodma Lachsheves Hamokum Pigul V'chayvel of Kores. Zeklal means that he's coming to add something to that which was explicit in the Lashon Mishnah. Therefore, Mishlemi Rabbi Yochanan, I understand what he's adding with the Zeklal, Hainu Diktoni, Zeklal, to be Marbet, to include Avoda Achas. So again, even though it's not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, we're talking about Avodah Achas, but that's what the Zaklal is adding, El Ilfa, when it's difficult, by Zaklal. What is coming to add in the Zaklal? You know, the Reisha was talking about Shtei Avodos, the Sefer was talking about Shtei Avodos, and now he's to make a Klal? What does the Klal add? Kash, so Gemara doesn't have an answer for that question. So I both say, we're up to Iboilahu, which is here on the top of Daf Lamed Alman Aleph, and we're going to stop here with the word Kasha, which is about six lines down from the top, 2, 4, 6. And Bulinetta, in the next year, we'll start with Tnan Hossam on Daf Lamed Alman Aleph.